Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight than Dr. Justina Awani,
And she's going to be sharing with us from a topic of herbal alternatives to meal preparation. Herbal alternatives to meal preparation. I'm sure that most women, they want to be able to prepare, of course, healthy meals for their families and healthy meals for themselves. But we want to be able to make sure that certainly in this season that we are preparing meals that are as healthy as possible. And Sister Justina, which I fondly call her, she's going to be able to share with us some herbal alternatives in order to prepare the best meals for our families. But before we get started, I always like to begin our programs in prayer. So I'm going to ask if you will just bow your head with me. Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord. I thank you so much for the opportunity to be able to host this Queen Talk broadcast. I thank you, Lord, for every woman that has tuned in tonight and those that are going to tune in. I thank you, Lord God, that this information that will be shared will be a blessing to them. And Father, I also ask that you just bless Sister Justina, Dr. Awani, as she goes forth to be able to bless others through her business at Nature We Belong Natural Foods, as she goes forth to be a blessing to the many that she assist. And we ask these things in the name of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. We pray, amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. We just, again, we thank God for you all tuning in. And just to give you a bit of background about Sister Justina, about Dr. Justina Awani, she and I met actually right at about 3 years ago now, when I was battling a health issue. And at the time, I prayed about it. My husband and I prayed about it. And we made a decision to go to God's hospital instead of man. Now, when I say that, don't take that wrong, because I know we have those that are part of the medical community. And we thank God for you that are a part of this listening audience as well. We thank God for our doctors and our nurses, because God uses them as well to be able to promote and bring healing. And certainly in this season, over these last few years, I consider them to be our heroes. Yes, I do. So we thank God for them. And also, too, there are other alternatives to pharmaceutical medications. And that's what Dr. Awani, she helps to be able to promote natural healing through herbs. The Word of God tells us that he put the plants and herbs here for the healing of the nations. And I stand on the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation. I believe for that. And I just thank God for her, because she has been such an integral part and a vital part in my own life and my own health and healing. And so I thank God for her. She's the only doctor that I know that I can go to, and she will take time to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to give her guidance, to give her direction on what to do for every client that she assists. And then she tailor makes whatever, by the guidance of the Holy Spirit, by research that she does, by communications with you, she tailor makes her approach to a variety of different herbs to help to promote healing one-on-one within one's body. And so I just thank God for her. As I said, she is the owner and proprietor of Nature We Belong Natural Foods in Tucker, Georgia. And I'm sure she'll be able to share the full address with you for those after the program that would like to have the address. So enough talking on my end. Without further ado, Queen Talk listening audience, I present to some and introduce to others my friend, Dr. Justina Awani. Praise God. Dr. Awani, would you go ahead and just press 1 on your dial pad, and we will dispatch you into the studio. Hallelujah.
Amen. Good evening, sister. I'm sorry about turning red. I was looking for the number to turn in. Pastor Whitehurst, thank you so much for the invitation to once again get on here to share with my Christian sisters in Christ.
Yes, thank you so much.
You know, today we are living in a disease world, the world with no love.
Mm-hmm.
That makes it difficult. No love, disease. That makes it difficult for us to be here today. God created the world with love. Everything he made for us to use, it was created with love. But today, our own sins have blinded us. We cannot see anything anymore. We don't love one another anymore. And this is something that we really need to pray about, to ask God to forgive our sins so that our eyes will open to see one another and love one another and share the little that we know and have with one another so that the world will continue by the grace and the mercy of God.
Amen.
Tonight we will be talking about food preparation, what is good to eat, what season, what time, what is necessary in time of need, that is when you don't feel well. What type of food you need to eat, what type of herbs that is necessary for sometimes. So tonight we're going to start with food preparation and what time. We got 4 seasons in a year. There is a summer, there is a winter, there is a spring, there is a, what's the next one? And so God made the food according to these seasons, and this is how we should eat them. This is summertime. You see that fruits, many fruits are ready, but some are not ready. Okay, there are fruits that come in the cold weather time. There are fruits that come in the springtime. There are fruits that come in the fall time. And so as we go along the seasons, God meant for us to eat according to the season, according to what is available for you to eat. This is just like the children of Israel when they asked for manna to eat. So God made manna available to them at that time to eat. So the same thing continued in his creation here. So this time, summertime like this, every fruit you see is necessary for the body to break it down because the body is ready to break it down because that is the season for it. God also prepared the body for this time too, to break down this type of food too without any kind of help. Now, when we talk about fruits and vegetable eating, they are sweet and they are non-sweet. Sweet is sweet, I don't care what that is. The sweet fruits, make sure that you combine it with non-sweet fruits so that we can cut down type 2 blood sugar. So that is, if you combine 2 or 3 different sweet fruits, you need to take either celery or cucumbers, cut it into them, make some nice fruit salad. Make sure that the non-sweet is at least a little bit more to control the sugar so that we can be well. Combination of food. You know, God made everything in order. There is flesh, there is vegetables, there is sweet vegetables, there are bitter vegetables, there are sweet fruits, there are bitter fruits. These things, you didn't just made it, they were made for reasons. So when it comes to the flesh, in fact, this season of summer season, I recommend fruits and vegetables for food because why? It's too hot for the body to continue to consume flesh. Flesh bring you more heat So in the winter time is necessary for some, but not at all time we need to consume flesh. They are substitutes. Every fruit and vegetable have 1 or 2% of everything. So if you're going to put them together and you are vegan, you're trying to get some protein in the body, combine as many as you can combine together. Cook a rod. Those little percentages that are in there is going to add to give you some kind of plain product you need so that life can continue, because we need protein for the brain to function well, too, for us to have energy, too. So this summertime is time for fruits and vegetables. Combine them according to the orders of God, that is, acidic to acid, non-acid to acid. That way, when you eat them, there won't be any conflict of indigestion. If you put sweet to sour, the sour is going to digest first. The sweet is going to be sitting down because the sour has more power in digestion compared to the sweet. So in the process of the sweet being waiting, there will be what we call acid bloated, acid gases, and bloated, because the food put together here was not proper put together here. Flesh cooking. Here in the November, everybody, oh, sister, just I'm on him and touching with all kinds of fruits. No. This is not what God meant. Flesh go with green vegetables so that acid, neutralized acid. The green vegetables are acidic. Flesh contains acid. So when you combine these two acids, it's going to be neutralized. If you put sweet to acid again, gas is going to occupy the whole body. And then now the dinner that we eat, we're not going to be comfortable. Because first of all, the combination was totally wrong. Preparing the food in the kitchen. Sometimes let's take some time out of the busy work to cook for ourselves. What you prepare with your hand, your body understands it better than what somebody prepared in the kitchen you don't know. You clean the corner. You know how you wash your vegetables. You know how you do this. You know how you do that. You prepare that. Put it in the fridge, cool it down a little bit. Go sit down and get yourself 30 minutes of rest. Get by to your dinner table and enjoy what you have prepared. Wash it clean. The tap water. There's so much going on now in the world we live. Disease is everywhere. We do not know where the toxins are being dumped. And so we are just here. Make sure that you wash your fruits or vegetables with a bottle of water. Brush your teeth with a bottle of water. Cook with a bottle of water. Anything you want to do, use clean water. The tap water we are looking at is clean, but no, it's not. It's just no whiter than that, but the rest is all materials inside there. Mm-hmm. You cannot get a bottle of water. It's too expensive. Sometimes we cut down the cost. You can go and get a brighter water filter. I have one at home. I filter the water in there before I cook with it. I brush my teeth with a bottle of water. Because on 3 occasions, God showed me the dirt. I opened my faucet one morning. The black thing just came out. I said, well, yeah. I didn't know that. It happened for the second time. The third time, I said, no, that's enough. That's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You know, when we get to a certain age, it's about time to take time to look behind and forward. When our energies are going down at that age, we need to subtract some negative things out of the way. so that we can have long life to live. We need to learn how to use our energy every day. Energy is what we are talking, the breath. Moving around is energy. When it's out, 60, that's about it. So when we get a certain age, let us take time how we use our energy. Let us take time to prepare food for ourselves. Look, if you can't see anything, God, please open my eyes. I want to see more now than I saw when I was young. Especially in this kind of time where we're going to be in this we're going to be with this virus for a very long time. So we need to learn how to incorporate this new way of living into our lifestyle. Learning new things every day, it makes you to last a little bit longer. Because the brain learns something new every day, this means that the cell will regenerate to work with that new behavior. Food is good. But if we don't take care of it good, it's not good for our body. Food preparation is good. A lot of time we want to say, you know, I do everything good here, but there's a little thing missing. That's where the problem is coming from. Paying attention is very, very necessary for life to be long, for health to be stabilized. And nobody cannot do it for us. Only we can do it for ourselves. This is silent time. All these little herbs that you see in the store, God is not crazy. He got reasons for them. Basil is smell very pleasant. That's one of the food that you want to incorporate in your food because that gives you some mental clarity. Mint. Tarragon is pretty good. If there's a tooth problem, buy it, chew it, or you can get enough of it, boil it, and hold it in your mouth, chew it, will get out. And it also smells good in the food, too. Of course, it's green, so that means vitamin C and alkaline, too. Every little green thing, parsley, cilantro, cilantro, all of these, and fried. Cilantro, mana came out of cilantro. This means that we are still eating mana from the biblical days. Cilantro seed is what they call mana, according to the Holy Scripture. God so dearly loves us. We need to love him back by being obedient to him. Take care of the beautiful bodies that we have. Eat the food properly. Prepare the food properly. Even though you look at it very nice in the grocery store, honey, when you get home, pour it by again, rinse it up, and prepare your way and eat. Their way is different from your way. In the commercial stores, we rush really fast so you can get in and pick it up. Many places, they don't care what is happening to the food, what is not happening to the people. Here in America, Europe, they are very concerned about their citizen health. Madonna is a very expensive food in Australia. The cheapest food you find in Australia is the organic food. It's very cheap. They make that available for their citizens to live long, healthy. So as we live in this wealthy country on the opposite side of this, let us take a note now. The government provided a lot of food. Praise God for that. But take precaution when you're eating them. Take precaution when you're preparing them. Your body is only for you. It's not for nobody else. Nobody see what you feel. Nobody can feel your pain. Only you feel your own pain. the follow of medicine says the food you eat should be your medicine, the medicine should be your food. But today is the opposite here again. Medicine is not like before. Before, the people were, they had a sense of money, but they were not greedy for money. And so they used to take time to combine as much as they can combine to save human life. But today we rush to one or two teams, put it together, then this is it, then we put it in the market and make some money out of whether you get well or not well, that's up to you. You got to consume as much as you can consume. If you can lay with it, that's fine. If you can, then you're out of here, then next. We are living in a very difficult world now. Let us pay attention to food we eat. Water we drink is very, very essential and necessary that we pay attention to our health. It's not. We're not going to go back to be like before. It's going to be worse than this. As we go along the road, we got to learn to think different than before so we can survive this difficult disease time. Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Sister Destina, I'm going to go ahead and open the lines up. Listening audience, if you have questions for Sister Justina, Dr. Justina Awani, go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, and we will and I will dispatch you into the studio for you to be able to get your pose your question and get your question answered. And as we're waiting, I just want to comment on some of the things that she shared. We used to, you know, especially in the African-American community, you know, we used to rely heavily on our own homegrown food. I can remember my grandmother using plants and herbs for seasoning. I can remember her even going out into the yard, gathering together even dandelion to use it. As a matter of fact, not only just for cooking purposes, but also, too, for, as we talked about, for healing purposes. To help to maintain health as well. And so, yes, we need to, as Dr. Awani stated, we need to pause and look and reassess how we are preparing our food, how we are caring for our bodies in this particular season. It is vital. It's going to be very, very critical to our sustained health and well-being. I have a caller. Caller, your last four digits are 4396. 4396. Go right ahead, please.
Hello, how are you? This is Sister Jocelyn. Praise the Lord. I have a question to Doctor to ask you about. What would be a good herb to take during the day to help your body?
With what? Energy?
With the energy and the strength.
Okay. You can either juice it or you can eat it as it is. Grapes, cucumbers, they are energy food.
Okay. Cucumbers, okay. Would it be best to do it with the juice, to drink it as a juice, or
you can in the kitchen we have to be very artistic in the kitchen. I like to see people artistic in the kitchen. Grapes and cucumbers, you know, you can make yourself a nice salad with that. You can just chop it into little pieces and then split the grapes into however pieces you want. And then you want, when the food is colorful, you can get some good feeling to either you can get some of the a little pieces, a little colorful bell pepper, just drop a little pieces of it. Get yourself some a piece of cilantro or whatever it is. Just cut it with your finger, put it in and stir it, and ooh, it's ready. It's a nice green salad.
Oh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, if you like some people's or some mothers are working a lot and don't have time to really to sit down to eat the salad like they desire to do, could you just juice it? Could you just use a juicer to have a juicer there?
You can juice it. You can just the same way you're going to make it into salad, put it together like that, juice it. But when we are working, it's a lot of way we can prepare the food so that we can make sure we, of course, with our food, there's no energy anywhere else. So
okay.
You can make your 5 days food preparation. You can make 5 different salads and just keep it out in your fridge every morning. You pick one and go to work. Like this one here, you can make a gallon of it and keep it up every morning. You just pour it and go to work with it. You know, when you make life easy, depression is not good. Sometimes when there's no food in the body, we get depressed for no reason because we're hungry.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Praise
Prepare the food. Make your salad. If you work 3 days a week, 1, 2, 3, keep it up. Put it inside there. Tell the kid, don't touch it. This is for mom. Make sure you prepare food for the kid, too. For however long day you're going to be working, tell them today you're going to eat it. You let them know. If they just sit on it, they won't eat it. They are just like
okay.
us.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I just wanted to ask that question. Thank you so much, because I know sometimes I'm just really on the go a lot. And, you know, and I would like to prepare my food much better
mm-hmm.
for myself. So mm-hmm. I thank you for that. I thank you for your advice. I really do. I thank you so much.
Yeah, the juice, if you work for 5 days, you just juice it up, put some up in the fridge, and you
mm-hmm.
just hear it as you go.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to do one set of food. You can do different kinds of food. Maybe this way you would do the cucumbers and the grapes. And then maybe next week you can do a mango. This mango is in season now. So you can do
mm-hmm.
a nice mango salad. Mango is not that sweet. You find mineral magnesium in mango. So mango,
mm-hmm.
you can put a little bit of celery in there.
Okay.
But you got to be careful with mango, too. Mango, because it contains a lot of fat, if you eat too much, you can gain some weight out of it, too. So eat that in moderation when it comes to weight control.
Okay. All right, then. Well, thank you so very much for answering that question for me. I do appreciate it.
You are very welcome, always.
All right. Well, thank you, Sister Joycelyn, for posing that question. Sister Justina, I have a question while we are getting prepared to, again, go back to our audience. Do you have any – I like smoothies, especially during the summer months, and adding, you
mm-hmm.
know, ice to them to make them – you know, cold, slushy. What type of recipes would you recommend for good tasting and healthy smoothies?
Yesterday when I went to the farmer market, I saw cherry. You can, cherry is, it got enough fibers in there. And that's a very high vitamin C too. So you can use cherries, strawberries, I don't want to use those two, cherries, strawberries, and raspberry. Those you can put it together and put just a little bit of banana inside it to get you more fibers. That can be a good smoothie that you can eat for this time. You can make smoothie out of any fruits if you like. But you just have to
mm-hmm.
find another thick fruit to give you the fiber. So like pears, you can combine pears with apples. That's a good smoothie too. And pears is very good for weight loss, because this time people are thinking about weight loss too. In the summertime, pear smoothie with apples is good for weight loss. Mm-hmm.
Good, very good. Thank
you. You can also do a cranberry with bananas. That's fine. Banana is very, very high in protein, so that makes it acidic. So when you combine it with cranberry, it won't be a problem.
Okay. All right. That's three great tasting. Carrots, strawberries, raspberries, and bananas, you said, for the first. And then pears and apples. And, yes, I'm sure along with me, I'm sure others are looking for good alternatives to help with weight loss.
Yeah, you can also drop one or two leaves of basil inside it to give you some flavor. Because when food has flavor to it, you can enjoy eating it.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I heard you earlier, you were sharing, and that is a great idea, that we can make our salads through, you know, make 3-4 salads, put them aside, have one, you know, each day that's prepared, especially if you're working outside of the home. That's a good and healthy alternative for lunch. With that, I've had people to say, well, you know, I just get tired of eating just lettuce and tomato and carrots. But also, too, you can add a variety of, as you said, colorful veggies. And even sometimes, if I'm wrong of this, correct me, but sometimes add some fruit into the salad as well. And talk about, if you will, some of the types of beans that you can add to your salad for added protein. Which would you recommend? Beans or peas or which would you recommend?
When I need protein, I make juice out of string beans.
Did you say string beans? Okay.
String bean, I would just blend it and squeeze it up. And I even if I drink a cup, I can go all day long. I would never be hungry.
Okay.
Kiwi is a protein food, too. So kiwi is another thing that you can make salad out of it because it's sour again. So make green combination, you can cut some celery and put it in there and put one or two leaves of basil in there, and that's a good salad to eat for summertime. Kiwi.
Kiwi, all right. Mm-hmm. Very good. One more question.
Instead of using lettuce, you know, you don't have to use lettuce all the time. There are so many green, anything green in the farmer market, wherever you find yourself, you can add it to your salad. It can even be collard greens contain magnesium, enough magnesium. That's one of the reasons why when I was doing my master's and I get to my full composition and I saw collard greens, I said, yeah, the only thing that came to my mind was what happened to our people here in America when they were being enslaved here. The only thing that made them to survive here was eating more collard greens, which the magnesium gives them the peas to be able to survive in America. So collard green is one green that you can eat it 7 days a week. I don't have problem with that. You can juice it. I don't have problem with that. You can bake it. You can roast it. Whatever you do with collard green, drink it, because that is one green that has given African-American hope in the American history during the slavery time because of the magnesium properties.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yes, and I know as you had shared with me, as you talked about adding not only just the lettuce, and of course there are a variety of different types of lettuce, but also the greens like kale, turnips, greens,
granite
greens, all of those can be add
just
it
a, just,
raw.
Just a little bit,
you know,
little bit, little bit, little bit, little bit, little bit. That's it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. All mm-hmm. right. Before I open the line, what would you tell me, what would you recommend as a good solution for washing our fruits and vegetables? I know you said use bottled water, but what else should we combine with that to cleanse our fruits and vegetables?
Distilled vinegar is not bad, but you don't use a lot, just a little bit to be able to clean the vegetable as much as you can.
Okay. Water and distilled vinegar. All right.
Just put just a little bit inside the water for it before you immerse the fruits or vegetables into it.
Okay. All right. Would you say, like, I don't know, how much distilled vinegar to how much water just so that we can dip it?
If you feel the steam, you can put like a spoonful, a tablespoonful. Because if you put too much, the acid is going to mess with the greens, so not a lot, just a little bit to enhance the water cleaning power.
Okay. Did you say a tablespoon to a gallon or how of water or how much water?
To a gallon would be a teaspoon.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. To a gallon. Okay. All right. All right. We're going to go ahead. Is there anyone else? I'm sure that there are other questions. Go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, and I will bring you into the studio so that you can speak with Sister Awani. Press 1 on your dial pad. Okay. Caller, your last 4 digits are 8362, and we're going to do our best to get to all of your questions. 8362. Go right ahead, please.
Yes, hello. My name is Sister Tanya, and thank you, Pastor Whitehurst, for having this talk radio. And thank you, Dr. Awana, for providing us all this excellent information. I've been taking notes. I have a question about Dr. Awana. You mentioned, let me go back to, you mentioned about basil being used for mental clarity. Is that correct? Did I write that correct?
Okay. Yeah, it's one of the herbs. It's not only that, but there's so many of them. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because this will be my first time starting to cook with basil. So okay, mm-hmm. And then I have another question. Mm-hmm. This is in reference to the filter, a water filter that you mentioned that you stated that you felt that the tap water is basically not considered to be, you know, mm-hmm. healthy for us, and that you would mm-hmm. recommend mm-hmm. that we use a filter in our mm-hmm. home. Okay, because mm-hmm. I at this point I don't have one, but I'm considering purchasing one. Is there one that you would recommend that maybe is better than another, or is it just based upon what you decide?
When it comes to the health thing, I don't like to conclude. Try something and see how it works for you. But I have used a Brata filter for a very long time.
Okay.
But there are so many filters out there.
Mm-hmm.
So you can try any of them. You don't have to do what I say. No, no, no. It don't work like that. Try
mm-hmm.
something on your own. That's what I say. It is your body, not mine. Try something first. Try
right.
as many as you can try. As you go along the way, you're going to find something that you say, oh, yeah, this is different, and you just stick to that.
Yes.
But it's very necessary that we don't use the water. Long time ago, again, people were loving. They take time to get us the food. They plant it on the ground. The food we buy in the grocery store. Their mind were there that the people need to be okay. But today now, it's all about money. Nobody
mm-hmm.
care for nobody. So with that, nobody care for nobody. It pollutes everything that we are using today in the world. It's the whole world thing. It's not just this country. You don't find love anywhere in the world right now. Love is completely missing. In the absence of love, hatred produces evil, death, diseases. That's why we are right here.
Mm-hmm. And I know that it is a blessing to be on the line with other Christian women, and I know that God gives us certain remedies and certain herbs to use, but I also believe going back to making sure that you pray over everything that you eat. I know I do that, and I make sure my children do that because even though we are, you know, using different herbs and everything, but God supersedes in many cases sometimes things that we may not even know or be aware of. And so I think that we really, as a race, as a country, not just as a race, as our world, that we really need to get back to really praying over our food and asking God, is this really for me to eat? And but I really thank you for, you know, giving us these alternatives in terms of being able to prepare and be knowledgeable about what we're putting in our bodies.
Thank you.
Amen.
You're
Amen.
Very welcome. Thank you, too.
All right. Thank you so much, Sister Tanya. That was, it is very, that you brought up a very good point in that we must pray over our food and teach our children early on to do that because that is vitally, vitally important, and especially in this day and time when there is so much that is put in our food that's harmful to us. Yes, that is essential to, please teach your children and pray over your food. All right, caller, your last four digits are 4294. 4294. Go right ahead, please.
Hello.
Caller 4.
Hey, yes,
go right ahead.
Okay. There. Hello. This is Gretchen from Lake Charles, Louisiana. How are you doing, Doctor? Hey, Pastor.
Good to hear, honey. Welcome on board.
Thank you. Thank you so much for all your knowledge and wisdom. I have a couple of questions for you. Number one, my husband is diabetic, and I want to try to make him or try to help him eat a healthy breakfast in the morning, but he wants the greasy foods. Is there something you can suggest for a good little quick breakfast that's going to be tasty for him but healthy for him?
In terms of flesh?
He likes to eat the meat and the eggs, but he has to cut the sugar. He has to cut the sugar.
So we will have to alternate.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot eat meat and egg together. The egg digests in a different part of the stomach. The meat digests in a different part of the stomach. So
Amen.
We have to either do egg for Monday morning breakfast, meat for Tuesday morning breakfast, chicken for Wednesday morning breakfast, fish for Thursday morning breakfast, on and on like that. But
I like
make sure that all the breakfast, you make sure that there is piece of celery lean on the side. Just make sure there is something raw that go with it, because when it's cooked food is the nature food. It doesn't have any enzyme to break down.
And
so whenever you eat, you make whatever we eat, whether it's a morning, noon, whatever time, make sure you eat something raw before or after that, because the raw food have pre-digesting enzyme. And whenever you eat fruits or anything raw you eat, your body does not metabolize that. It has its own pre-digesting enzyme that helps to break it down for your body so your body can receive the nutrients. So being a diabetic, that means that there is a lot of problem with indigestion. So make sure whenever you get him food, you adding something raw that is not sweet so that it will help with the digestion process.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. And my final question, Doctor, since the COVID, you know, been sitting at home and not moving so much, not getting out so much, get a little belly fat. Do you have a suggestion for foods that would help remove or lose the belly fat?
How late are you eating at night?
I try not to eat after 7.
Okay, but you eat enough, though, to go to bed?
Yeah, I am guilty of that. I am guilty.
No, that's all right.
I cannot lie.
That's okay. So what you can do is make your celery juice.
Celery juice, okay.
Don't put water in there now.
Oh, okay. No water.
Just buy the celery, wash it very clean, open it up because in between there is a lot of dirt. Wash
yes,
it very
ma'am.
Clean, cut it into pieces, put it in the blender, blend it pretty good. Do not drink a lot because it will make you pee all night too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a natural diuretic. So you can drink a half glass of that and go to sleep. And then in the morning, the first thing you drink that, and then you start your day.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. I like that.
You can put 1 or 2 lemon in. Yeah, you can just squeeze lemon inside as fancy.
Okay. A half a glass. Very good.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much, Doctor. God bless you.
You too, love.
All right. Thank you, Minister Gretchen. I can use some of that information for the belly fat. I'm going to certainly go out and try and that and get my juice, my celery juice. Yes, I am. Yes, ma'am. All right, caller, your last 4 digits are 5965. 5965. Go right ahead, please. Welcome.
Hello, I'm Carol. Hello, I'm Carol. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
The information has been very helpful. I have a comment and then I have a question. We were talking about smoothies, and I used to make my smoothies with, I like creamy smoothies. I don't really like the frozen too much. And I used to use a lot of bananas, but I stopped. I didn't like papaya, but I found out that I start using papaya in my smoothies. And papayas has a very creamy texture. And if you get a really sweet one, a good one, it's really good. In smoothies, in substitute for banana as well, and then I don't know. You can comment on you know, if it's a good nutrient, if it's a good source, and what it's good for. But that was the comment. The question is, do you recommend? Because I don't eat beef, but I like, and I try not to do too much of stuff now. But I like veggie burgers. And one brand I really like is the Beyond Meat, and I like the Impossible Burger. Do you recommend those items as a substitute, although they are processed?
You know, I don't really know what they are using to make those type of burger as a vegan substitute for meat. But what I can tell you is if you ever, you can try to, corn is very high in protein. So, but the outside part of the corn is gluten as well. So you can get a raw corn, blend it very good, squeeze it or take the fiber out, put it away, and combine the corn juice that you have just made. Cook it together with some, make your beans first, blend the beans and cook it into that corn. Anything you want to add to it, garlic, onion, herbs, however, just do it. You cook any other food, season it to your taste. And you just make it, take a little out and you make it flatter in a way that you can put in your bread and eat it. And then you make your own burger instead of eating somebody that you don't know, I mean, something that you don't know what is inside there.
Okay.
And that can be black beans. black beans is pretty good for that. Or if you don't want to do that, but again, jackfruit is another protein fruit too, but that's a long process to go through all of that. But a quick way to do here is the corn and the beans and put together and season it up and put a little bit of arrowroot powder to hold it together. Arrowroot powder is also good too for digestion too. People that have ulcer and all of that, it's good to cook with it as much as you want to cook it. I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
Back to the papaya. Like I said from the beginning, we eat seasoning. Papaya is 100% vitamin C vegetable or fruits. It's good to use it in the winter time so that your body will be able to produce heat. In fact, I do make papaya juice, but when I'm making papaya juice, I also incorporate the sea inside because the sea also is a digestive enzyme. So, yeah, papaya is good. But
this
is too hot right now, so it might get you very hot for the summertime. But in the wintertime, yeah, you can eat it all year. I don't have fun with that.
Okay. Thank you.
You are very welcome.
All right. Thank you, Elder Carol, for posing that question. Also, I just wanted to share that I know papaya to be good to use to help to regulate blood pressure. Papaya.
Yeah, because
papaya,
of the sea content.
And papaya. Exactly. Exactly. All right. Caller 8362. Caller 8362. Go right ahead, please. Caller 8362, last four digits. Go right ahead, please.
Hi, this is Sister Tanya. I already asked my question.
Oh, I already gave you. Okay. All right,
yes,
Sister Tanya,
I'm sorry. But I do have a really quick one, if I could ask it. Has not been any mention about watermelon. And I would just like to get some wisdom from Dr. Awana in reference to watermelon. I know you can put it in different salad.
Watermelon, cantaloupe, any medium family. Those you don't add them to any other fruit because they digest in the intestine. They don't digest in the large intestine. So you eat them, separate them by themselves. Don't eat it with any other fruit. Watermelon, it also contains sodium too. So when you're eating it, eat it in moderation. If you want to juice watermelon, just cut into pieces juicy. The outside part, as you can see, the color green, that is an alkaline. And the inside, as you can see, the color red, that is a vitamin C. So when you blend them together, you combine them. We eat wrong. Watermelon outside, it shouldn't be thrown away. If I have my right mind, I would rather eat it outside than the inside.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Sister Tanya. All right, caller, last four digits, 0400. Good evening, Mother Pat. Go right ahead.
Good afternoon. Can you can hear me?
Yes,
ma'am. Go right ahead.
Okay. Dr. Wanda was talking about greens, and looked like it was more a favor to collard greens. And I like mustard greens, so what would be the better one?
This is the way I cook my green. When I'm cooking my green, I eat cooked food sometimes. When I'm cooking my green, I combine collard green, mustard green, turnip green together.
Oh,
yes, I do. I will combine collard green, mustard green, turnip green, zucchini, squash, eggplants, bell peppers, the herbs. Yep.
You put all that in your mustard green?
In my collard green, yep.
Oh, in your collard green. Okay.
If like I said earlier, they all have 1 or 2% of protein in it. So when if you're gonna cook it with no flesh, if you combine all of it like that, you will see how much good it will taste. then putting flesh inside. So I put all the, including tomato, I put tomato, I put green tomato, red tomato, all inside it. So the more you combine, and then when you're cooking it, don't boil it. Then you may just put it all inside that pot, put it on the stove, lower the heat, cover it up, cook it with the steam. Pour everything together and just slow cook it with the steam, and you will see how it is.
That's what I was going to ask you. Did you boil it or did you steam that? So you answered that question. Thank you very much.
You can cook
it. I'm
going to
try that combination.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. You will love it.
All righty. Thank you.
Yeah, you can add a kale too if you like. Somebody said they like kale and collard greens together too. I said, okay, that's it.
Yes, they're delicious together. I can vouch for that.
You call that.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you, Mother Pat. Thank you, Mother Pat. Well, I think we've covered everybody's questions. Thank you to each one of you that posed questions to Dr. Awani. And Dr. Awani, Sister Justina Howe, I thank you so much for, again, gracing us on this Queen Talk broadcast. Thank you for providing this very, very worthwhile and beneficial information to help us to be able to walk in better health. So I thank you tonight. I thank everyone that has tuned in. Praise God. And as we go ahead, well, I'm going to close out this evening. We're right at 9:02. So I pray that, again, this information was a blessing to you. If you'll just join me in prayer as we close out. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we thank you for this time together again on this Queen Talk broadcast. I ask that you bless every queen, every woman that has tuned in tonight, that this information shared, that they will be able to go back and be able to apply it for a healthier them, for help for their families as well. Lord, we give you all the praise, and we thank you, Lord God, for Dr. Justina Awani and the work that she is doing to help others to be able to walk in optimal health and optimal healing. We give you all the praise and all the honor and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. My dear sisters, thank you all again for tuning in. Thank you, Dr. Awani. And we pray that you go forth this week. Have an awesome week in the Lord. And to God be all the glory. Hallelujah. God bless. I love you. Have an awesome week. Good night.
We've been called for to show His excellence. Hey, all I require for life, God has given me, and I know who I am. We are a chosen generation. We've been called for to show His excellence. All I require for life, God has given me, for I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what He says I am, where He says I'm at. I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what He says I am, where He says I'm at. I know who I am. I'm working in power. I'm working miracles. I live a life of faith. I'm working in power, I'm working.
chosen generation. We've been called for to show He's excellent. Yeah, all I require for life, God has given me, and I know who I am. We are a chosen generation. Come, we've been called for to show His excellent.
Every prayer. how we do it. Take it up, give him praise. It's to our God.